Hello and welcome to Storyteller In Depth, a podcast where we go behind the scenes to learn more about the School of Communications, Media Arts and Designs, People, Places and Things. I'm your host, Pat Quigley. Who listening right now has watched Dora the Explorer? It's a classic. Well, this classic just got a revamp into a new CG animated series that was just recently released. To give us a behind the scenes look at the show is one of the editors, Kate Brascoupe, who is a graduate of our broadcasting program. The art of editing, especially with an animated series, is so fascinating. Paying attention to the intricate details is so important to the story, and there are many factors that go into creating the end product. If you're interested in this industry or what editing on a show as big as Dora the Explorer is like, then keep listening because you don't want to miss out hearing about Kate's experience. Let's get into it.
Thank you so much, Kate, for being on the podcast today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And we're going to have a great conversation. But to start off, can you share a little bit about how you got into the field of editing and some of the areas and the industries that you've ventured into?
I actually decided to get into editing while I was still at Centennial College. I thought that I wanted to be on camera and do broadcasting. But when I got there, I realized that I'm actually like terrified of being on camera. So, but I was still interested in like doing the broadcasting thing. So like, as I was going through the program, I realized like editing was my thing. It's, you know, really fun and satisfying to, you know, put together a video or whatever. And then after school, I did a couple of different internships, one in television, which was really fun, but I felt like I didn't really know anything at that point. You kind of feel like you know everything when you're graduating from college, but I got out there and I was like, okay, I need to know more. So I did a second internship, and that was where I got my first job, which was at an editing company in advertising. So I worked there for a number of years and it taught me so much. I worked really long hours and that was great. So then once I was kind of done working for like 15 hours a day, I decided to go out on my own, and I was doing freelance work for 10 years. I've done pretty much everything. I've done short films. I've done corporate work, interview stuff, and now I'm working in animation. So it's been a lot.
Yeah, you kind of touched every part of the industry. Have you had a favorite part so far?
I think my favorite part is probably working in animation. It is so much fun. And yeah, like, I mean, obviously the job is creative. So for me, creativity is really important. And so it's like a dream.
Yeah, for sure. And you were talking a little bit about editing at the beginning. And, you know, is there an element of that process in general that you think that someone might not realize or expect when they're watching a show in its final stages?
Well, actually, so one of the things that a teacher told me once is that you're not supposed to notice the editing. Like when you watch a show or a movie, you know, it kind of is in the background so that you can like focus on the story that's being told. But I think something that you wouldn't necessarily know is how much it evolves from when you get the footage to the end product. So, you know, you could get a script and it says, do this, this, and this. But when you start putting it together, this, this, and this might not work. So, you know, that's where, you know, the creativity and imagination comes in. And eventually at the end, from the first edit to the very end product, it could be night and day, which has happened many times.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm just thinking back to like when I started doing stuff in the broadcasting field, and the technology was so much different. right? Yes. So how was it for you, and how was it like seeing the technological advances in editing change from when you started to where you are now?
It has been a dream. When I first started, we were still working on tapes. So, and when you would bring in footage, you would bring in the tape. So as if there's 12 hours of footage, you're sitting there for 12 hours and watching the footage go into the program. So now, because everything is digital, it's a lot easier. And because of the internet, it's even easier, because as soon as it started to go digital, I was still waiting around for hard drives. You know, you have to go into the office and wait for someone to ship you a hard drive. And now it's like, I can just get a link and download it, have a coffee, you know, chill out. And it just makes the process so much easier and faster, which is ideal in this industry.
For sure. And I mean, and that's only kind of like touching the surface of it, right? Like there's so many more things coming kind of down the pipe, especially with like the AI advancements coming in editing. Like the other day, I used a bunch of new things in Premiere that I didn't even know were there until someone who came into the studio that I work at and said, yeah, you can do this, then throw it into ChatGPT, then throw it back into Premiere, and it will edit your project for you and you don't have to touch a single thing.
Right.
And I went, what? What do you mean? And so I tried it out and I went, wow.
I think my control, I don't know if I could do that, but yes. And it is kind of scary at the same time, because it's like, yeah, will that take over my job? I don't know.
Yeah. Do you use a lot of those technologies in your work now?
Not really, because you mentioned Premiere. Mm-hmm. I actually use, because I'm now in doing animation, I actually use a different program called Storyboard Pro, which, because I work hand in hand with storyboard artists. So it's actually not the best editing software. So it has a long way to go. So it is very much button pushing. So it's not mm-hmm. as easy to use as like Premiere or Avid. So.
Wow. So I want to dive into that just a little bit before we start talking about the one of the cooler things, talking about, you know, working in animation. What are some of the main differences between using like the more Premiere, Premiere, Final Cut, DaVinci Resolve, opposed to the storyboard program?
Well, I think a lot of those programs are a lot more intuitive. You know, like you're saying, there's like AI and stuff. This is very technical, but like the keyboard shortcuts are, there's more mm-hmm. to offer. You know, you can see audio bars and whatever. Like Storyboard Pro is more geared towards the storyboard artists. It's kind of like a mixture of like Photoshop and Premiere. I've kind of made my keyboard a lot more like Premiere's keyboard. But yeah, it definitely is geared more towards the storyboard artist, but the timeline is very similar to Premiere. But it is better in animation to do that, because I can just, I know we're gonna touch on this later, but like a lot of my job is getting revised storyboards and putting them back in. And it's so much easier just to get, you know, a file that's the same file as what I'm working in, because mm-hmm. otherwise I have to export and bring it into Premiere. So it's, you know, it's a lot of like technical type things mm-hmm. that are geared towards animation. So.
And I've never worked personally on like an animation project and gone through that editing process, but is there some pretty big differences between editing animation to editing, you know, something that is live action per se?
100%. I think that, you know, with something like live action, you can see how fast a human runs. You can see how fast a person jumps or whatever. That can't really change. Like, obviously you can have the fastest person in the world, but they can only run so fast. With animation, you kind of like, the sky is literally the limit. They can jump as high as you want. They can jump over a mountain. They can run as fast as like a cheetah. You know, it's just the pacing is so much different. Like it's much more imagination. You know, if they want a character to be swinging on a vine super fast through the jungle, you can do that. So a lot of the times when I'm editing, like I will act out some of the scenes to be like, okay, like how fast can someone do this or that? So it's like, yes, the pacing is very different. It's definitely a lot more imagination based than doing a live action. So that's something I really enjoy.
That's awesome. And, you know, I kind of alluded to it before, and now we're actually going to get into it, is that you are an animator on the new CG animated series Dora the Explorer, which premieres on April 12th. Now, this iconic character is one that I'm sure a majority of the listeners that are listening right now have a connection with. What has it been like working on the series, and can you take our listeners through the editing process?
Well, it has been amazing. It has been very challenging. It's probably the most challenging job that I've ever had for a number of reasons. The editing process is definitely different than what you see in a live action series or, you know, interview style stuff. I work directly with artists, so I get the storyboards directly from the storyboard artist. Then my team and I add in all of the actual audio from like the kids' voices, which is adorable. So we add it into the storyboards and then time it out based on the audio and the art that we have. So, you know, that is how you create the story in animation. And then we obviously go back and forth, you know, the script will change. There's music in it. The music will change. You know, they'll watch it back and say, oh, okay, we don't really like, you know, how she moves in this scene. So then we send it to board revisionists. And then I get those back. I add them back in. I retime everything. And then at the end, we send it to animation. And so the job is actually pretty important to the end result because I'm timing the entire show. So when it finally gets to animation, all they have to do is animate to the timing, match the visuals that we've created, and go from there. Because obviously animating actually takes a lot of time, and you don't want to be doing too many revisions in that stage of the process. So it is an important part, and it is very challenging, but it's super rewarding and really fun.
Awesome. And have you had any like unique or memorable moments when editing the show so far?
Yes. I think the first memorable moment was being told that I was going to work on the show because I hadn't been working in animation for very long at that point. And they were like, oh yeah, the next show you're going to work on is Dora. And I was like, oh my God, I can't believe that. And like, even now I have like out of body experiences where I'm just like, is this actually real? Is this actually happening? Which is amazing. But I think like the most memorable thing has been working for the Nickelodeon broadcast of the Super Bowl. We had Dora segments in the Super Bowl, and that's mind-boggling to me. And then, you know, some of the moments actually went viral on like Instagram and stuff. And so that was really cool to see people being excited. And, you know, obviously I was excited. So, now going into the fact that it's a month away that it's finally going to be airing, that's insane. I love it.
So can you describe the first day of the editing process on Dora? And do you take a similar approach to each project that you work on?
The first day was very stressful because it's the first time I've worked on such a like high profile project. So, you know, obviously I wanted to do the best job that I possibly could. that was probably the hardest day of all the days. And, you know, getting to know my team, which I've come to love. And yeah, so that was really difficult in terms of whether or not if I take a similar approach. It's really hard to take a similar approach in editing for every project because every project's different. Every team is different. You know, the expectations are different. You know, some working in advertising, you're spending like a week working on 30 seconds. So not even sometimes longer than a week, like a month on 30 seconds. Something like corporate work, you're working on something that's potentially 5 minutes and you have 2 days to do that. Mm-hmm. Animation, you're working on 11 to 20 minutes and you have like a few weeks to do it. So every project is completely different. You know, I have to learn to work with the people that I'm working with. And yeah, so in terms of like technology and that kind of thing, then yes, I do kind of approach it the same way, because I go in, I try and do my absolute best. I look at the scripts and, you know, yeah, it's just always a lot of hard work, always keeping an open mind.
Did you take any of the lessons that you learned while being a graduate of the broadcasting program at Centennial? Did you take any of those lessons and bring them to the program you're working as a show or any of the other shows you've edited in the past?
I mean, this is very general, but I learned the programs at Centennial College. So yes, 100%, you know, learning Final Cut Pro back then, which is now obsolete, but that I definitely took into everything. Even today, like the program I use is still very similar to that. So that was obviously integral to my career. But I think maybe something a little more obscure is like learning to work with a team, learning to work with people you potentially wouldn't typically work with in like everyday settings, you know, working with different personalities, which I actually found quite challenging at the time because I was kind of used to wanting to be in control of everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, learning that is super important because every job in the industry, you have to work with the team. It's not a solo thing. And so that's really something that I think is super important.
It's an understood skill. When you first get into college and you're going through the program, you're like, okay, I can do this. I can do this by myself. I've been doing this by myself for so long. And then like, okay, you're going to work in a group of four people. And one of those persons may potentially, you're going to butt heads with. So you yes. better learn very quickly how to work with everybody on the team to Definitely. Get the project done. Right. Yeah. So it's a cool skill that is not explained that you're about to learn when you go to school.
For sure. And I think that was probably my biggest challenge is overcoming that, because I probably was the person that was difficult to work with, because I was like, okay, let's do this, this, and this, and this. And it's like, no, you know, other people have ideas of what to do and mm-hmm. you have to learn to like listen to them and, you know, work together. I think by the end of college, I was definitely understanding that more. So mm-hmm. And just something else, you know, like making good connections, because you don't know who that person is going to turn into. You know, I have friends that are now producers, you know, other editors, other different things, and even the teachers. My first job in advertising, I got because of one of my teachers, you know, saw something in me and got me this internship, which turned into my first job. So, you know, making connections. You know, learning from the teachers, you know, taking what they're telling you and taking it in, you know, it's all super important.
Big time. We were talking a little bit before the show, you know, I'm a little bit of an animation nerd, and you explained as well that you're quite a large animation nerd and you love yeah. this field. Is there anything that you want to work on or anything that you want to pursue one day in creating through animation, or want to work on just in general?
I definitely want to continue working in animation if I could. It wasn't something that I saw as a, like, you don't think, oh, here's SpongeBob SquarePants, there's an editor for that. Mm-hmm. That wasn't in my head. So when I saw that this job was a thing, I was like, this is amazing. You know, I would go to Disney when I was a kid and be like, I would love to be an animator, but guess what? I can't draw. So, you know, this is a next best thing to be able to do that. And yes, I'm a huge like anime and Sailor Moon fan and big SpongeBob fan. And so, but you know, I'm very happy working on Dora. It's been really fun and, you know, super rewarding. I wouldn't have thought that because I watched the show to prepare the original Dora. And I was like, oh, you know, like this is probably going to be really, you know, easy. No, it's been not easy. It's been amazing. And, you know, I love the music. It's just been amazing. So I'm already happy. But yes, if I could work in anime, that would be amazing. Got to learn Japanese, but not sure if I could do that.
Well, hopefully someone listens to this podcast and, you know, through the grapevine, it might happen. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? So what is one of your biggest pieces of advice to give somebody who might be listening right now who wants to pursue a career in editing?
Yeah, so I would say that making connections, you know, starting off at college, then like going into having a really good internship and liking your internship is very important. I don't really know anybody that has had in the industry that hasn't started at an internship. And and then taking advantage of that internship. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Also, don't ask too many questions. There's a fine line. And then, you know, working really hard. It's a lot of really hard work, a lot of hours. Don't expect it to be easy. And you also have to like figure out how to tell stories, which isn't necessarily something that you can learn. So, you know, watching lots of shows. And also, I think being passionate is really important. I love what I do. And, you know, there isn't a day where I'm like, oh, this is going to be horrible. You know, I hate my job, whatever. You know, I go into every day and I'm like, this is awesome. So being passionate, working hard, making good connections, you know, having a good internship, all important things.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Kate, for being on the podcast and for chatting with us today.
Thank you. It was fun.
Thank you so much, Kate, for such an insightful conversation about the editing industry. If you like this episode, head over to our Instagram at Story Arts Center and let us know your thoughts. We have more episodes on the way, but if you haven't already, be sure to catch up on our previous episodes with topics that range from artificial intelligence to navigating the art industry, and so much more in between. Until then, I'm your host, Pat Quigley, and this is Storyteller in Depth.